From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel. He spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
There can be no justification for this hateful violence, and the United States stands firmly behind Israel's right to defend itself, as we are defending ourselves at this moment as well. That's why we've done more to help bolster Israel's security than any other administration in history.
Biden called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act. He said civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate behavior. Meanwhile, Netanyahu said nothing justifies these attacks and criticized Palestinian leaders for not condemning them. UN Syria envoy Stéphane de Mistura was in Geneva Wednesday, ready to resume peace talks with Syria's warring side. But with delegations still expected to arrive over the course of a few days, the process will be a slow start. Mistura's spokeswoman said some of the participants will not be in Geneva until Sunday or Monday, and the UN attributed some of those delays to logistical arrangements. In a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group said it would be a no-show for the start of the talks. Police in Somalia say a car bomb exploded outside a tea shop near a police building in Mogadishu Wednesday, killing at least three officers. The Mogadishu police commissioner said the driver of the car was taken into custody and was seriously injured by the blast. He added that police are investigating. The attack Wednesday followed one Monday in the city of Beledweyne, in which at least six people were hurt, including two African Union soldiers. VOA News.